With the Western Conference Finals Series against the Rockets tied 2-2, the Warriors departing the Bay Area on Wednesday morning and heading to Houston, where the first stop was the University of Houston, and a practice on Wednesday evening getting set for Thursday's Game 5. Here's Coach Kerr after practice.
The team's in good spirits. You know, we're disappointed we didn't win last night, but, we're right in the middle of a great series, and we feel good about our prospects going forward. We know we have a lot of things to clean up. That was a hell of a battle last night. You know, both teams really competed. I thought the Rockets did a better job executing in the fourth quarter than we did, and that's something we've got to clean up. But we've been down this road before many times, so we're excited to be here.
KD said that he wished he had that last possession back. When you looked at the video, did you see anything that you thought you second-guessed yourself or your guys at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every single game that I coach, I look back at the tape and second-guess myself. But it's exposed during the playoffs, you know, because the stakes are higher. So I didn't sleep very well last night. There were some things I could have done better. Our players feel the same way. You know, we played hard. But I didn't think we got the game to where we need it. I think it was more of a Houston-style game. They controlled the tempo. It was more of a wrestling match than what we like to play.
Draymond said that he thought that you guys kind of got away from the game plan a little bit. What do you think he meant by that?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that. But I think pace is part of that. You know, they're a team that is very physically strong. You know, their guys are all, you know, they look like they can play football, a lot of them, right? And so they're getting into you and turning it into a physical game. And that's what they want. And, we're a team with that likes to play with pace I think the results of the four games have really been dictated by which team has brought its own identity. You know, I use the term force. I know Mike uses that term too. I think force is just another way of saying really imposing your will and your own identity, your own style. And I thought we got away from that last night, and I thought it was more of a Rockets type tempo.
Steve, were you a little surprised that Draymond was named to the second team All-Defensive Team?
I don't really pay attention to that stuff. I'm always really happy for my players when they get acknowledged. I think anybody, if you asked every coach in the league, you can have any five defenders you want, I guarantee you Draymond would be one of those five. The fact that he didn't end up on the first team, it's just stuff like that happens all the time. Michael Jordan probably should have won MVP about 10 times. LeBron probably should have earned it more than, I don't know, how many has he won?
Four.
Maybe he should have won more. I don't know. There's just, you know, it's just stuff. It's just voting. It's trophies. It's awards. I don't think Draymond's going to be too upset.
Do you think his defense is as good this season as it was last season?
I think this year, given that this is our fourth year trying to get back to the finals, I think our whole team had lapses this year where we didn't have quite the same level of play, the level of energy. I think Draymond has even admitted that to you guys. What you're seeing right now in the playoffs, that's the real Draymond, and that's what we're excited about because he controls games with his defense and his rebound.
What did Kevon's play last night? Obviously, his first start, and if Andre's not at 100%, Kevon seems like becomes even more crucial.
Yeah, Loon was good. He was solid. He helped us get off to that great start with his defense and rebounding. And he's one of those guys who pretty much every night you kind of know what you're going to get. You know, he's just solid. He understands how to play, and he's going to be smart. I thought Jordan Bell gave us some good minutes as well. And obviously it was a game where both teams cut way back on their rotation given the circumstances and how the game played out. And so it's kind of been interesting how the series has unfolded in terms of, which players are out on the floor, who's playing, what combinations, that kind of stuff.
What about the foul trouble with Looney? Is that concerning at all, or is that just
the foul trouble?
Yeah.
I was concerned with our fouling in general. I thought we reached too much early. Second quarter, they went to the line too often. So I thought we didn't do as good of a job of defending without fouling as we did in the prior game.
So you're looking at the film, did it still look like you guys were pretty fatigued in that fourth quarter? And what do you think that was rooted in? What would you point to?
I thought both teams were fatigued. You know, they played 6.5, we played 7.5. And, you know, down the stretch, neither team could really make a shot the last few minutes. So there's no question both teams were gassed. But I think, as I said, they did a better job of executing, and they made a couple big shots. You know, Chris made a really tough shot in front of our bench. There were a couple plays defensively that we'd like to have back where we made some mistakes and gave them open looks. But all in all, I mean, it was a classic, you know, NBA playoff game between two great teams, and you know, I give them credit. They earned it. We didn't give it to them.
Did you give any help situation? What are you going to need from some of the back end of your rotation in terms of being able to fill the minutes?
Well, just see. We'll see how the game unfolds, and you know, we could go a different direction. I think every game is a little different, and we'll just have to see how it plays out.
Did you say rotation wise? Do you think about lengthening it at all? Until you know what Andre's situation is?
Yeah, it all just depends. You know, I mean, you guys have seen this unfold. You know, the first couple games there were, you know, Nene was out there, Ryan Anderson was out there, David West played significant minutes, and the game's kind of gone smaller the last couple of games. And both teams obviously very concerned about, you know, guarding the perimeter. You got four or five of the best perimeter players on earth in one series, and it's hard to stay in front of those guys. So both coaches are, you know, kind of trying to corral the opposing team's best players, and you've got to mix and match, and then you've got to weigh the risk with that. If you want to go deeper into your rotation, that's an option, and it's an option that we definitely have.
Did you wrestle with getting Draymond a quick blow in the second half, or were you going into that second half thinking he was going to go to full?
No, I did. It's just more difficult, obviously, with the circumstances without Andre. And then Clay's injury kind of took us out of sorts a little bit too, and I just didn't feel comfortable taking him off the floor.
If you had to name one thing that your team has to do tomorrow to win, what would it be?
Gosh, I have a really snarky answer that I'm not going to give you. I don't think it's that simple. I just think that, you know, if we can play our style, you know, with more pace, then we have a good chance of opening up the game like we did in game three and game one also. So it's a, you know, it's a contrast in styles, and we know we've got to play a lot better. That's the main thing.
Obviously, you guys haven't taken them lightly, but is there anything about what they've done either in the last game or this series that has surprised you?
No, not really. I mean, they won 65 games this year. They're the one seed. They're a great team. They got great players, so nothing should be surprising about what's happened to this point.
How would you weigh the kind of the pros and cons this season of having six centers on your roster, where I know you guys could fill in and do different matchups during the season, yeah, they could absorb minutes, but now you're sitting in a situation where you can't play a ton of games?
Yeah, well, you know, some things happened that we didn't anticipate, and now that we've got you know, two guys injured with Patty and Andre, we're obviously thin there. The injuries forced us to let Omri go so we could sign Quinn because we needed point guard help. So, yeah, it's been a different season in that regard, where we have a little bit of an imbalance on our roster. And it's not anybody's fault. It's just kind of the way things have come together. And we're just, you know, we've got to make do with what we've got. And that sounds stupid because we have a great roster, so I don't mean it that way. But yeah, we're a little shorthanded with the injuries. That's the main thing. You know, the thing that's tricky about that, though, is it's easy to say, yeah, we're overloaded there. But if we had, you know, if we had one less center and we had another wing, would that wing be good enough to play in this series? You know, Houston's got a ton of wings that aren't playing. This, when you get to this level of playoff basketball, it's not just about having guys on your roster. It's about having guys who can stand up to this level of play and who match up well in the series. And both teams provide very, very unique challenges that really limit what the other can do in terms of manpower.